Over the summer, the Andover-Newton Theological School, or ANTS, quietly decided it would sell 80 pieces of its native art. But it didn't stay quiet for long. The museum that's housed the collection since the 1940s alerted hundreds of tribal leaders. Rosita Worrell, the president of Sea Alaska Heritage Institute, says these are more than inanimate objects.
The halibut hook has spiritual dimensions to it. And in this particular case, we have a halibut hook with a wolf.
Worrell believes the school also has a Southeast shamanic doll. And under federal laws, if a college or museum receives federal funds, these items are subject to repatriation. So how did Andover Newton wind up with such a vast collection of Native Alaskan, American, and Hawaiian art?
It was, you know, through their own missionaries going out into the field and collecting objects. Like I tell the story over and over again, they collected our sins.
What those missionaries considered sins then could fetch the college $1 million now, if the legality of the sale hadn't come into question. Peabody Essex Museum President Dan Monroe says the school was confused from the jump. It didn't file an inventory or summary providing tribes with information, and the college assumed the museum could cherry-pick what was subject to the law. Only tribes can.
The museum, ANTS, no other party can actually make those identifications.
Even so, the school claims that information came from Peabody Essex.
Okay, so let's take that and dissemble it. Number one, we could never tell them what objects in their collection are quote-unquote subject to NAGPRA because we have no standing in the law, and we perfectly well understand that.
NAGPRA is the Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act. In 2009, Monroe says the Onondaga tribe asked the school to give back a wampum belt. The school denied its request. As a privately funded college, it thought it wasn't subject to the law. But here's the problem with that. The students pay with Stafford loans.
If the institution receives federal financial assistance, whether directly or indirectly, that would be receipt of federal funds.
That's David Tarler. He works at the NAGPRA office in D.C. Tarler said the school is being investigated, and penalties can range from $5,000 for each failure to comply up to about $21,000 in this case. Then there's aggravating circumstances, like previously denying a tribe's claim. Dan Monroe says he's still not sure the college gets it.
You know, on the plus side, they've made the commitment not to sell objects. They've made a commitment to comply with NAGPRA. And those are admirable and very positive decisions on their part, regardless of the means by which they arrived at them.
Martin Copenhaver, the school's president, said he was too busy to comment for this story, but he forwarded a letter. It said, "We will proceed to repatriate artifacts if feasible and appropriate ways can be found to do so."
I mean, that set up a red flag to me.
Rosita Worrell again.
If feasible and appropriate. What does that mean? It should be if it complies with the law.
Aside from the law, she says there's a larger underlying issue the school doesn't seem to understand about the collection.
Andover, if you read their letters, they keep referring them to artifacts. They are not artifacts to us. There are Ot-u. They are living things to us. They're spiritual things to us.
Andover Newton Theological School did recently reach out to the Onondaga about the belt. Southeast tribes are still waiting. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.